just give a short Dhamma reflections. This is from the Dhammapada. The Buddha said, never take lightly of good, saying that, oh, this it will not come to me. And just like the water pots, drop by drops, the water pots filled. Likewise, the wise, little by little, they fill themselves with good. And it actually takes time, isn't it? Drop by drop. Sometimes we tend to take it so lightly. We think that, oh, no, is it, you know, it is sometimes that even you stop for one moment, you have that one moment of freedom. You have even have that thoughts of one thoughts of loving kindness. That's how you condition your mind. It takes time, little by little. It's a gradual training. And just recently, someone said to me that, oh, I know that I like to worry a lot, and I even worry about others, you know. Actually, none of my business, but I have the habit of worrying, and I still do that, even I'm aware of that, but I'm still doing that. Then I told her, I said, the fact that you're aware of that, you know that you tend to worry about others, I said, actually, it's already a big step. I said, because the mind is a conditioned thing, because when it's become a habit, I said, it's not going to go away immediately. You can't change it immediately. Even you know that this habit will cause you suffering, you know, worrying a lot. And because the worrying itself become a very strong tendency, and the underlying tendency, it's become a mental habit pattern. Even nothing to worry, you still find something to worry, because it's like if you don't worry, it's not you anymore. And she said, I like to find something, but sometimes she says she's okay, and sometimes like she can stop, sometimes she can't stop. I said, of course. I said, this takes time. It's not going to go away immediately. Even though it's just like those habitual pattern, it's just like an addiction, like all drugs, all drugs addict, they know that drugs is no good. Why they still take it? Because you can't help yourself. It's because the tendency is so strong. You can't stop. You know, because it's become an addiction. Like habitual pattern is an addiction. You can't stop yourself doing it unless you develop your mind. You develop the clarity. You strengthen your mind. Only when your mind is strong enough to stop that, and it takes time, little by little, you know, each time. I said, some people say, yeah, why I still have this defilements? Of course, I said, you still have. Because each time when we react, then we are feeding to that defilements. Like we have certain habitual pattern. If we keep repeating doing it, we reinforce it again and again, it will get stronger and stronger. I said, it's just like the ball. If you continue to kick the ball will continue to spin. You stop kicking, the ball still spin, isn't it? But because you didn't reinforce it. If you stop kicking, the energy reduce, and it's reduced, then the ball will spin slower and slower and slower. Eventually, stop. So we have to continuously stop kicking the ball. It's the same thing dealing with our defilements. You're not going away immediately. If it's going to go away immediately, we all got enlightened long ago. It's so easy once you get it done. You can't. It's just that because it's a habitual pattern, you have to recondition your mind to develop, to train your mind. Like for example, some people get into the habit of, you know, focusing on finding fault, you know, every little, you know, the shortcoming of others, you know, then you becomes like, all you see is the shortcoming of others, because it's become your habit. But if you try to train your mind, go the other way around, try to train your mind, you know, to look at the good in others, and actually becomes like, naturally becomes part of you, it becomes your habit. You just do that naturally, but it takes time to train. It's not going to happen overnight just because you do it a few times. You know, some people, they say, oh, I'm already practiced, or, you know, and you've been accumulating that throughout your life, you know, and then you practice for a few years or a few months, and then you think that it's going to go away. I said, it's not going to go away immediately, but you can see the progress. You can feel the intensity of that tendency. Because sometimes you have the very strong urge of you want to react, you want to, you know, I want to do something, you know, I want, you know, that is very strong. But as you practice, you can feel that there's the progress, that the intensity of that defilements get reduced, get weaker and weaker and weaker, and it's weakened. And this is little by little, and then you can feel that when that started to reduce little by little, and then your mind will be getting stronger and stronger. You get strengthening your mind. So eventually, when the mind is stronger than the defilements, you can manage. But if the defilements stronger than your mind, you can't manage because you overcome by the defilements. That's why you have to keep training and strengthening your mental muscles until your mental muscles is so strong, you can hold. If your mental muscles is not strong enough, you can't hold because the defilements is so strong. You can't hold. It's just like if you haven't built up your muscles, you try to lift, you know, things that is very heavy. You know, for example, you can only lift 5 kilo, and then if it's 100 kilo, 50 kilos, you can't. It's too heavy. You haven't got the muscles. You haven't got the strength to lift it. The same thing to deal with defilements. We haven't developed our mind. We have to strengthen. It's not strong enough to be able to really hold and to manage. That's it takes time. It's just like the Buddha said, little by little. And sometimes people also like to ask me another question. Oh, you know, I'm working. How do I apply that? You know, sometimes really stressed, so busy outside there. So I told them, even throughout, you know, when you're working throughout the whole day, you can learn to train yourself to have a little break in between. I said, when you're very busy, when you feel that you're really stressed out, you stop for 5 minutes. I said, can you stop for 5 minutes? It will not affect your work, isn't it? I said, just sit there, take 3 deep breaths. Stop 5 minutes. Let yourself calm down. You know, just, you know, 5 minutes, stop. I said, that's already helped. I said, if you take little break, you know, throughout. So it's just like the water drop by drop accumulate. You feel the whole pot, isn't it? When sometimes we have some water, you know, at the tap, you know, leaking, and then sometimes a few drops, and then we put a bucket there, and after whole day, you can see it spill the whole bucket. I said, not to underestimate, you know, even you have one moment, just stop, and just stay that present, just be present at that moment. So at least you have one moment of peace rather than throughout the day, you don't even have a moment of peace. I said, try to, because you have to train the mind to stop. If you don't train the mind to stop, you just keep following, just, you know, allow our desires to keep pushing from one thing to another. Some people, they're so busy until when they go back, they can't sleep because the mind is still going nonstop. You know, even they try to sleep, they lie down, the mind is very busy. So I said, even during, you know, our work period, we can stop, learn to stop. Because if you don't train, if you don't start to train your mind to stop, your mind will never know how to stop. And it becomes a habitual pattern. We rush from one thing to another, never stop. You know, that's why I said, you have to learn, you have to train. You have to train your mind to develop that, to recondition ourselves, to develop that habitual pattern. Because it's not going away immediately. It's a very common thing people say, I still have this defilement, I still have that defilement, I still get angry. I said, what do you expect? Unless you are once returner, you're at third stage of enlightenment, then you have no anger. Of course, you still have, but you can see that the anger is manageable. At least you can restrain yourself. You feel that you're angry, at least you can restrain yourself not to react. At least we restrain ourselves not to say something that is harming others. At least we be able to restrain ourselves. That already a big step. Of course, it's still there. Of course, the anger is still there. The greed is still there. But it's manageable. At least we can restrain ourselves. Because when a mental muscle build up, we be able to hold, to be able to manage, you know, to restrain ourselves, not to react, not to not to feed it. Because if you keep feeding on defilements, it's grow. Like you giving nutrients, it's grow bigger and bigger. That's why it takes time. So that's why it's not to worry about that little by little. And one day you realize that, oh, certain things that used to bother me, oh, doesn't bother me anymore. And it's happened one day you realize that, oh, you know, I'm no longer some of the things that used to bother me for a long time. Now it doesn't bother me anymore. Or it doesn't bother you as much. For example, sometimes it used to bother you, like, you know, it takes you a few weeks, you know, it's still the mind from time to time still go on with that, you know, and then it's still you find agitated and irritated once you think of that incidents, whatever, you know, things that someone said something to you, it's still, you know, bothering you for a while. But now maybe still bother you, but maybe it takes maybe a few days if you okay. So imagine from few weeks to few days, you lessen so much suffering. People don't see that how much they have progressed and how much suffering they have reduced. And this is how it's little by little. It was not going to happen overnight. So it's a gradual training. So of course it's still there. So we do not expect that it's go away immediately. It won't go away immediately. If go away immediately, we all got enlightened. Just like that. No, it takes time. That's why you need to be patient. That's like the Buddha said, patience is the highest virtue. So it's like, just be patient, little by little. This is how we deal with our defilements. It takes time. So little by little, we feel ourselves be good. So we develop the habitual pattern that naturally we always look at the good in others. Naturally, we have the positive mindset. And it takes time to develop the habitual pattern. So I offer this for Dharma reflection. May this teaching be a benefit to all of you. So now we're going to share the merits in English. By the time you have the intention to come in to offer Dharma, all your thoughts and energy had gone into the preparation of the food, thinking of what you're going to bring to offer, and making the effort to come in on time. The offerings of food for today's meal, the offerings of other requisites for the monastery, commit yourself to live according to the Buddha's teaching by keeping the five precepts, and also listen with respect to the Buddha's teaching. These are parts of the merits of today's dana. May you be very happy as you reflect the goodness of your life right this moment. First of all, I would like too much to share the merits that you have made. That is the happiness in your heart with your parents, your teachers, and those that are close to you by bringing them to mind and wishing them well. We also remember our departed dear ones, relatives, and friends. May the remembrance of them and sharing of merits with them be a cause for happiness and peace. May it help them to have a favorable rebirth where they can hear and practice the Buddha's teaching, where the material needs are easily met, where they have the opportunity of making good karma for their own support in samsara. And may this sharing of merits with our departed dear ones also help them all to attain Nibbana. We also share the merits with the devas and with all beings everywhere. May the offerings of merits to devas and to all beings everywhere be a cause for happiness and peace. May the devas ably protect the Buddha Sasana. May they look with loving kindness and compassion on all of us here and our loved ones near and far. May these offerings of merits to devas and to all beings everywhere also help them all to attain Nibbana.